Blog Talk Radio.
What you say now? Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should've never let you in, 'cause you got me face down. That you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on nothing or no one. So why would you show up uninvited? Just change my mind like that. Please don't take this personal. But you ain't shit and you weren't special till I made you so. You better act like you know that I've been through worse than you. He one night done. I never let him know. I should've figured though. All that shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Man, to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. 'Cause I usually do stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just touched it.
Everybody, welcome to the Big Stats Radio Hour. I'm your favorite DJ, Diamond Radio Diva. Do we have any callers online? Evan, are you there?
We have a caller from the 434. Caller, come in.
Hello.
Hello, you're live.
Hey, what's going on?
All right. What's up, man?
Not much. Just chilling. How y'all doing?
Good. Introduce yourself.
What's going on, world? This is your boy, Maul, representing Appomattox, VA, Mr. 434.
Okay. Great. Our normal host is actually not on now, so it might just be us three today.
Well.
All right, so what we're going to do is, you know, we're going to handle our business. Why don't you introduce the world to this song, How You Do That There?
What's going on, world? This your boy, Maul. New tour track for the ladies for the summer banger. How You Do That There, featuring Jay Stone.
Damn, bruh. Look at Shorty right there. Straight. Killing it on the floor, man. Damn. Hey, Shawty, what your name is? Hey, recipe. How you do that, sir? Well, don't stop, baby girl, bring it back right now. Hey, twerk, 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 twerk that ass. Take it to the pole, girl, shake your fast. Hey, recipe, how you do that, sir? Well, don't stop, baby girl, bring it back right now. I like a girl that's thick as hell. I'm talking super thick, like the girls with ATL. No Kalani in the club, or straight doing my thing. But when I come to VA, I still do me. Mall 40, yeah, that's the team. And be up when we come around, girl, we clean. Bring it back, baby girl, how you do that there? In the club, clapping ass all night right here. Come on, sipping on that Patron. But when we get you in the room, you know what's going on. Me on you, you on me, or you could do all three. But baby girl, bring it back and make a clap for a G. Throwing money in the sky, I'm so fly. That nigga next song breaking them down. They be like, why I make them fight, I make them fall. But nigga like me, gotta do my bubble. But baby girl, don't drop that ass and we gon' hit y'all like. Twerk, 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 twerk that ass. Take it to the floor, girl, shake it fast. Hey, mess with me, how you do that, sir? Well, don't stop, baby girl, bring it back right now. Hey, twerk, 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 twerk that ass. Take it to the floor, girl, shake it fast. Hey, mess with me, how you do that, sir? Well, don't stop, baby girl, bring it back right now. Hey, twerk, twerk, twerk that ass, make it nasty. Back in a VIP and we getting trippy. Ass clapping one way, ass swinging another way. Call me Jungle Boy, cause we about to do it my way. God. Ha, I bring it back to daddy. Daddy. Beat it from the back, yeah, I'm down a new caddy. Who's your caddy girl, put the ball on my knob. Knock it out the park, girl, call me Tiger Woods. When I put the putter in the ground, bag it up on the tee. Girl, I'm about to pull the thing in, going 6 feet. Ha, I know you like it like that, like DLB, nigga. I'ma beat it from the back. Beat it, mean it's on the flow, she don't mean it's on the scene. Twerk it ass, girl, twerk, know what I mean. Twerk, like Tiger Man, that's the poor nigga, bounce it one time. One time, two time, big face, turn up, hey. Twerk, 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 twerk that ass. Take it to the floor, girl, shake your ass. Hey, Master B, how you do that, sir? Well, don't stop, baby girl, bring it back right now. Hey, twerk, 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 twerk that ass. Take it to the floor, girl, shake your ass. Hey, masterpiece, how you do that, sir? Well, don't stop, baby girl, bring it back right now. Hey, twerk, 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 twerk. What don't twerk is that? Twerk, turn up, twerk, turn up, twerk, twerk. Hey, what don't twerk is that? Yeah, get on your J-O-B.
Wow, that was really beautiful. That was a nice song. So, Jamal, tell us, when did you first start your profession? I mean, what motivated you, you know, to go into this industry?
Oh, man. Like I said, I was just a kid in high school, just, you know, started out writing poetry. And then, like I said, my cousin Jay Stone and my big brother K.O., who's been in the music industry so long, just took me by the hand and just was like, come with us, you know. I just, you know, started performing with them behind the scenes and learning and was just courtesy of a label, just a young kid coming up, showing me the ropes and everything, doing show after show and just, you know, learning my craft and learning how to respond to the crowd and just taking in every moment and just working hard for them 3, 4, 5 years behind the scene and just starting to spring out on my own. So it was just the hard work, drive, determination, and just everything just ready to come out. So like I said, I was just a kid just behind the scenes, just learning everything. And you know, now I'm just out doing my own thing.
Wow. I mean, that's so interesting. So what would you say you like the most about your profession? Like, what do you like the most?
I don't know. That's kind of tough because, like I said, like, everything is, you know, it's still kind of new, but, you know, everything is growing as a learning experience to me because, you know, I'm still humble and I'm taking in, you know, help, you know, anywhere that I can get it. And I'm just, you know, I'm just growing each day, just perfecting it.
Okay. And what do you like the least of it? Like, what don't you like about it?
What don't I like about it?
Yes.
You know, they're out there just knowing that if you sleep on something that somebody just always out there trying to outdo you. So it's just like a personal non-sleep thing. You just got to continue just outwork yourself to death, just trying to, you know, keep on top. But, you know, it's the least thing I like, but it's more of a competitive, you know, spirit in the music industry also.
Okay, okay. Who would you say, you know, nowadays with the rap and you know, an old school rap, who would you say, like, who is your biggest inspiration? Like, who do you look up to? Who do you want to be like in the industry, not in the game?
Nowadays, I would have to say Kendrick Lamar, because he is always coming with craft and just bringing it to the game, and his lyrics and contents and metaphors, it just out there to let people know this is what hip-hop and the rap game was built on. And if I have to say, like, back in the day, you know, it would have to be, you know, Tupac, Biggie, Tribe Called Quest and all of them, because they all rapped real. They all rapped about different things and just trying to change the game. You know, Snoop, all of them, Dre, N.W.A., Ice Cube, you know, they all brought something different to the game and just tried to change it. So that's what I'm trying to do, put my own spin on the game and just let people hear my music and hear everything that I'm trying to say.
Okay, okay. Okay, so what would you say, like, people, like kids out there, you know, who are trying to struggle, who are trying, you know, to get in the industry, like, what would you tell them?
Don't give up. If there's something that you want, be hungry enough to go get it. Because if you give up, you never know what could possibly happen. You can go broke and come up in the same year that you putting your music out there. So don't give up. Don't listen to the negativity. Stay with the positive. Be humble. You know, if anybody's willing to give you help, take that help. Grind forth. Push them up. Be hungry.
What is music to you? Like, what does music mean to you? You know, for some people, music is an escape to them. For some people, music is how they can express themselves. So what is music to you? What, when you hear music, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Emotions, because music is a big part of your emotions, because it can play something that makes you get up and just be hype, or it can be sad, mellow. Music is just one big old emotional, you know, that's just put down on lyrics, beats, and everything. So it's just all about your emotion that you put towards it.
Okay. Evan, do you have any questions for our guest?
Yeah, so where do you see yourself within the next, say, 5 years of your career? Where would you say your destination is right now?
I will, in the next 5 to 6 years, you know, I hope to be, you know, traveling or on tour, performing in different places like in Miami or somewhere, just, you know, really getting out there and meeting people, meeting artists in the industry, you know, bringing them back to the hometown and everything, just letting them see where I came from. So, you know, and doing something big for the town. And as far as my destination, you know, like I said, I'm branching out a little bit, but I would like to branch out even more and go to different places and different venues or different clubs, parties or whatever, and just open up and just let people hear my music and let them groove to it and just, you know, perceive and progress on everything.
Okay. So who's your favorite artist out right now? You said Kendrick Lamar, you said?
Yeah, hands down, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, yeah. His publicity stunt really, it really helped him. You know, he hasn't been out in a while, but he is doing a lot of touring right now. You know, so he's definitely, you know, as far as a lyrical artist, a lot of people aren't lyrical anymore. So, you know, when he did come in the game, it did do a lot of justice for the game. And, you know, we always salute him for that.
Yeah, he basically just did a whole 360 on the game. He's like, he let everybody know, like, I'm not afraid to get real lyrics and be who I am. You know, this is what
okay.
The game is built on.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're all destined to make it sometime. Speaking of making it, I'm going to play one of my partner's songs. I'm sure you heard of it. Here's Yayo by Snooki Wild.
DJ Quinn Rhino, man.
You know when you hear that? Montana. Remix.
Yeah.
Hey, Snooki, why I got you?
CMG. Family.
So we talking.
DJ Queen Rhino, man.
All I know is A.O. Every time she hit the block, that popped up that a jump off. Made a jump off. Yeah, Pablo, Griselda and Chapo. Feeling like Kingpin, vacation in Cabo. Bossed up El Favo, no money, no hablo. Cubano or hablo, all I know is yayo.
Ayo, all I know is ayo. Every time she hit the block, she be on go mode. And if you try to rob me, swear to God, they be a no-no. Talk up in them loco. I'm local, and you know so. Yeah, I just say, they just like that candy cane, but why that didn't they push no? And why you tryna play me, and you know you selling wapo? When you with the boss, then I got the say so. Oh no, he did look like oh no. Counting all the moolah paper, you can call it mucho. Cause I be rocking all the paper, moving way like macho. I be eating nacho, cheese. Guapo, eh, vato, holla at amigo, and he gon' get them b****s and wrap them tighter than burrito. I let them know I need it for the low and need it pronto. He gon' ship them off, pew, torpedo.
All I know is ayo. Every time she hit the block, she be on go mode. And if you try to rhyme, it's for the god that be a no-no.
That was Yayo by Snooki Wild. Looks like our host is in Big Stats. You there?
Yes, I am. And I'd like to announce we're going to keep this show rolling a little extra long, give you some good love and show. We got a guy who's going to be coming in later on. He's got that old, some of that old school R&B vibe. You guys don't want to miss that. We're going to talk to him. He's a good friend of mine. His name's Daryl Russ. He's going to be coming, checking in with us a little bit later on in the show. And we're going to be going overtime because we love you guys and we're going to give you some extra love.
Great, great. So, Jamal, so what was it like starting out? Like, do you think that the industry is something that you've really inspired to really be in? Or is this something where you're just kind of testing out the waters and kind of just seeing where you go with it?
Man, when I first started out, man, I'm telling you, I was nervous as I don't know what.
Right, yeah, it does get intense.
I was just nervous. I remember stepping out there the first time I was performing, man. I was just like, oh, man, I don't know if I can do this. It was like it was like a big old crowd in the club. You know, I'm from a small town. I ain't used to all this. I'm like, man,
yeah, right.
I'm like, y'all done got me out here on this. And they started the music, and just like everything just went away. And I fell just right into it, just, you know, weekend after weekend, going back, doing the same thing. And once I got in the flow of it, my confidence got up, and it's just somewhere I can see myself going and see myself just building stronger and stronger, just, you know, just trying to find different ways to take it to a different level each time.
Great, great, great. Diamond, what you got?
Jamal, who in the industry, like the people, would be shocked to know that you like, that you listen to? Like, they'd be surprised.
All of them.
Okay, great.
it ain't just one. I want everybody to be shocked.
Okay. Like, who do you listen to that, you know, that people really
besides Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, people don't take it seriously. Like, who else do you listen to?
Oh, I listen to, besides him, I listen to Chris Brown, Tiger, and who else? I was listening to Lil Wayne sometimes, The Game, 2 Chainz. It's just like a whole different bunch of artists that I have in here that I, you know, really can't name off the top of my head, but, you know, it's just them few right there. And Joe Budden, Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, Joe Budden is great.
Yeah, he can come off the head with anything. I was listening to his response to Kendrick's Control, and he did one back, and I'm just like, what? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Stas, do you have any question for our guest?
Stas, you there?
Did they
Hello?
Fall away?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I wanted to know, was there anything in particular when it comes to the songs that you write that inspires you with certain songs that you write?
Oh, man. Anything can inspire me, even if it's like a simple beat that I just listen to. I'll listen to it about 10, 15, maybe 30 minutes or an hour, and I just, you know, get the stuff down in my head, and I just start vibing. I just start saying stuff and putting it all together and just rewording it, and then, you know, I'm just like, I'm just up with it and just hype, just going around the house or just walking outside. Then I'll be like, all right, I'm going to come back in here and just lay this down before I forget, and I'll write it out and just boom, and it just, it's right there. And I'm like, yeah, this sounds good. And as far as if I do a feature or whatever, I'm thinking about, okay, whose style can match with me or help me take it up to that intensity level. And then it just goes on for there.
That's
okay,
tough,
well, we're going to get into Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I mean, don't kill my vibe.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never hits this. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, I can't burn a bridge. Even a small light, I can't burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and I compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world.
Problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real, it's a fucking problem. Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
Hold up, bitches in my dime. Taking hella long, bitch, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me over now. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome make you sweat like me. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga. Like how you figure, getting bigger and fucking bitches. She rolling switches, bought her bitches. I bought my niggas, they getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish, but at least a nigga niggerish. I be fucking broads like I be fucking bored. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed alone. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction if it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I beat.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Yeah, hold it, the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South the Valley. Now I'm vacating Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, aka Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Mary, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking.
That was A$AP Rocky featuring Kendrick Lamar and Drake. An awesome track. I as you guys know, am a recording artist as well, and I'm planning to, and I've always been into musical comedy, although I am a serious artist, so I wanted to do a comic mixtape, and this was one of the songs that I plan on using. When I first heard the hook, I seriously thought I could hear them say, I love Halle Berry when she takes the bra. I love Halle Berry when she takes the bra. But that's what I got to say about that. Diamond, what do you think about this joint?
Well, I like Kendrick Lamar. He's one of my favorites as well. I like the lyrics. You know, I like how he come out. I'm not really that much a fan of the song, but I do like the people in it. And I have a question for Jamal. Jamal, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. See, today music is about collaboration, you know? Like, so if you were into, like, if you were to have a chance to work with, like, three people, make a collaboration with them, who would they be?
I would love to do something with Janine Akio, I don't know if that's how you pronounce her name. The girl that sings the worst.
Okay.
Trey Songz. And then I would have to say, you know, I would love to, you know, get something from Kendrick Lamar, but I know he is probably so tough to get to. Like, he is like the absolute, you know, one of my favorites that I would love to get something from. So it will be them three right there.
Okay, great. So let's get into a Nana by Trey songs.
Put your hands in the air, Put your hands in the air.
What's that on that beat?
Oh, Nana, look what you done started. Oh, Nana, why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, Nana, I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, Nana, if you keep shaking that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nana,
put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na na na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say it.
Baby, I'm the one you like, yeah. I'ma give you what you like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'ma give it to you right, yeah. Best time of your life, yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby, when you ready, tell the waitress, get the check. Girl, I know you ready, I ain't even got a check. You been through the worst, let me show you who the best. You know I'ma get you right, girl, them boys to the left. Like, oh, na-na. Look what you done started. Oh, na-na. Why you gotta act so naughty? I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, na-na. If you keep shaking that. Oh, na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it.
To celebrate, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you had good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm make say,
oh, na-na. Look what you done started.
Look what you done started.
Oh, na-na.
Oh, na-na.
Why you gotta act so naughty?
Okay, so the DJ, what other songs do you have for us today?
All right, well, let's see. What are we going to move for some hip-hop?
Since we have a special guest, why don't we let him choose? What are you in the mood to listen to today, Jamal?
Say that again.
What do you think our DJ should play next? What song?
Oh, man. I really ain't feeling that Chris Brown Loyal, though. You know, because it's still a summertime gym no matter what. So, oh, I did that Chris Brown Loyal.
Okay. Do we have that on deck, DJ?
Chris Brown with Loyal.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the shit, ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes. She be fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you? And your nigga can't do nothing for you. Molly, I'm
I'm a ride. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap. She wanna fuck all the rappers. When a rich nigga won't you?
So, Jamal, why don't you introduce, you know, your next song, Smoking on That Gas? What is that? Why don't you introduce that to us?
Oh, you want me to explain that real quick? Smoking
yeah,
on That Gas.
We have it on deck, so why don't you introduce it to the world?
All right. What up, world? This is Smoking on That Gas featuring Jay Stone and BC out of North Carolina. Let go.
DJ Rimzilla.
Okay, everybody, we're going to take it a little bit old school. We're going to play this next track for you. It's 50 Cent with 21 Questions. Here we go.
New York City. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. You got to love it.
I do.
just wanna chill and twist a lot. Catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need and I like your smile, I don't wanna see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
If I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my band, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and chill a nigga cap, chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got them dreams. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to me.
One and only Cassie. So Jamal, how would you say with that song by 50 Cent, 21st Question, how would you say since then until now, how did the hip hop change? Like how did the rap business, you know, how did music change?
Man, it changed a lot. And when he released that, you know, that was with the massacre and everything. So when he dropped that, it was huge. Since then, you know, you had, like, different groups come out and bring different things to the table or, you know, songs with a dance or different thing with different meanings. So it changed a lot, and it gave a lot of different perspective and different twists. Some of it was good, some was bad. It just depends on how you see it and, you know, what you like about it.
Okay. Do you have a female artist out there, like a female that's on her game, you know, that's on point? Like, do you have anyone out there?
Industry-wise, I have to say Nicki Minaj and somebody who really don't get a lot of credit, Honey Cocaine.
Any particular reason why?
The way Nicki Minaj always comes in, you know, from where she's been to now, she's always giving 110% on her rap and her rhymes, and she's just straight killing it. And as far as Honey Cocaine, you know, that's Tiger's artist, so, you know, he does a lot of stuff solo, but, you know, that's basically so far on the ground, you got to look it up. And she does collaboration with him, like, on his Well Done 4. They did press together, and her bars for that is so heavy, like, she's not getting the recognition like she deserves, like a lot of artists that's, like, under the radar right now.
Okay. What do you think is, like, you know, the future for the hip-hop? Like, where do you think is headed? Because nowadays you have rappers who are more worried about popping mollies and all that stuff than really, you know, than worried about, you know, how to send good message to kids. Because, you know, most of these kids, they look up to the celebrities. So what do you think the hip-hop is heading from now, like from this point on?
You get the right people in it with the positive changes, and it could take a change for the good. Like, it's not all about popping mollies and, you know, killing people. We're trying to come together and bring hip-hop back to where it used to be, where people can enjoy it and have fun and where it can be for everybody. You get the right people and the positive people and these celebrities to start doing right by their music and let the kids know that it's not all about, you have to work for success, you know, also stay in school, you know, get to where you need to be. So it's all about coming back together as a community and making music whole again.
Okay. Steph, do you have any questions for Jamal?
Yes. First off, I wanted to say to you, I'm in complete agreement with what you're saying about Nicki. In fact, your sister in degrees, she's holding it up for the game. Even stronger than some of the guys in the game, she's really stepping it up. And we've really been enjoying talking with you. So we actually, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be going into overtime and want you to stay with us till around. We'll keep you in till like around 7:10 and keep chatting it up. This is going to be an interesting Music Mondays because we got a flavor of old school and a flavor of new school in this, and it's going to make for a great show. My question right. for you is, was there a specific event or something in your life that first drew you to music, to start writing, and to become who you are right now?
You know, like I said, you know, my dad, he's from the Midwest, and stuff, out in Gary, Indiana, and all that stuff. So I always, you know, I started writing when I was little. The funny thing about me was I started out writing poems. And it's like Tupac said, sometimes your poetry can become music if you put the right lyrics and the right words to it. So little by little, I started transitioning over into putting it into music. Until one day, my poetry became my music, and then I adapted different styles, different culture to the music, went back, did my homework and some art and stuff, and just to use it and figure out how could I create, you know, the next generation of music where everybody can hear it and just vibe to it. Because I want to make music that everybody can hear, from, you know, to the old heads to, you know, all the way back down to the kids.
I just want something everybody to get groove to and just listen and be like, yeah, I understand all that.
All right, that's what's up. And also, how has, you've mentioned growing up in Gary, Indiana, which obviously has due to certain artists that shall remain nameless.
Actually, I grew up in Killeen, Texas. You know, I stayed in Indiana for, you know, about when I was a baby, but the majority of my time has been spent down south in Texas.
But how has that, just being in that environment with that rich of a musical history, obviously the whole Jackson family having come from Gary, Indiana, how has that impacted or affected anything within your music?
It was a huge impact because, you know, through the town, like, Gary, Indiana, people, as you know, fail to realize, like, that's where it all started for them, and it's like a musical root that's deep embedded in the ground. And, you know, with that Midwest vibe, you can't go wrong with it, because out there it can be, like, soul or gritty, but it can also be, you know, hype and upbeat. So it just, like I said, it's just a soulful thing out in the Midwest, because when you're out there, it's just crazy. It's no telling what can happen and all the musical roots and history from there, because, like I said, you got Chicago and you got Detroit nearby that's not too far. So it's like all of the area is just wrapped around that one thing. So it's embedded and it's deep.
All right. So, Jamal, why don't you introduce your next song, Mula? I mean, what is the story behind that?
Mula, I actually got the idea from Big Sean, but I took it a different way and just made it into my own flavor. And I got my homie Jonesy on it from the Bedrock area and my little brother 40 Ounce, you know, and we just came together and just put it together. So, world, check this out. This is Mula featuring Jonesy and 40 Ounce.
Oh, God. Get into the moolah, get into the moolah. Get into the moolah, get into the moolah. Steady paper chasing, steady paper chasing. If it ain't about that green, I ain't getting in between, nigga. Bye. Get into the moolah, get into the moolah. Get into the moolah, get into the moolah. Steady paper chasing, steady paper chasing. If it ain't about that green, I ain't getting in between, nigga. Bye. I'm getting to this money, nigga. Shot is fine. When I see you starting harder, call that advertising. Shit, I'm quick to run up with the yapa. Steady paper chasing, steady paper chasing. If it ain't about that green, I ain't getting in between, nigga. Pop. Get into the moolah, get into the moolah. Get into the moolah, get into the moolah. Steady paper chasing, steady paper chasing. If it ain't about that green, I ain't getting in between, nigga. Pop. K called me up and said, let's ride.
Get into the money while I'm getting high. Got the ski mask on so you niggas can't find me. Got them animal beats in their game like you run deep. Camo on, camo, that's an army nigga. I'm an army nigga.
So, Evan, do you have any questions for Jamal?
Well, Jamal, I think the world would really want to know what you have coming out. You know, if you want to promote any albums, any mixtapes, any links, now's the time, brother. Let's go.
Yes. Hello.
We're still here.
If y'all want to look up my music, you can follow me on SoundCloud at Jamal, parentheses, M-A-L, parentheses, Mall. Download my mixtape at Death Piff, at the Mall, The Arrival. I'm currently working on The Arrival Volume 2, which is going to be even better than the first. That's going to be probably underway in July. Maybe, yeah, towards, you know, middle of July, hopefully, the project will be done. You know, if you want to book me for shows, clubs, anything, hit me up at rtrackstar27l@gmail.com. You can add me on Facebook at Jamal Robinson, Twitter at j_smooth27. You know, I have a lot of projects coming out with, you know, my Arrival Volume 2 and, of course, Millionaires by Faith. Volume 2, which is a group project with my brother Jay Stone, my little brother 40 Ounce, and our newcomer Neef, who's a singer. He's dynamic, so, you know, y'all be on the lookout for them also. And, you know, I'm just here trying to put on for my city and my area, trying to branch out.
All right, that's what's up. Evan is good. Our DJ is getting stuff prepared for that way we can have things ready for our next guest. So Diamond and I are going to talk to you a little one-on-one. And Diamond, do you have any questions for him?
Well, Jamal, first of all, I would like to say that thank you for taking your time to come to the, you know, show today and talk to us. We really appreciate it. I think people really enjoyed your songs. And I hope and I wish you best of luck in the industry.
Thank you.
And Jamal, I've known you for a while now. And
yeah.
I also know that you write poetry. Okay, so with that being said, would you say that most of your songs that you write, you know, would you say, like, they were inspired by poetry? Like, when did you first start writing poetry? You know, when did you know that you could?
I started writing poetry in middle school because I could not talk to girls to save my life. So I would write poetry and leave it in their loggers and not even sign my name to it. I would leave, like, an alias name. Just to let them know, like, I wrote this or whatever. And once I got into high school, I really started to step it up and, you know, transition over and just started, you know, just branching out a little bit. And by the time I got into probably about my sophomore, junior year, that's when everything started to happen. I started actually going out and doing stuff and, like, doing shows and going to clubs and doing shows and Roanoke and stuff. And I met, you know, different people from Diamond to Brick Squad and everything else, you know, all that stuff just started to happen a little, you know, quicker than what I expected.
Okay. So what other things would you say are you're interested in other than music? What else do you like to do, you know, on your free time besides music? I know you like to play basketball, I know that. What else do you like?
Oh, man, I do a little bit of acting, too, sometimes, you know, because I used to do drama, you know, plays and all that stuff back in high school. So from time to time, I like to, you know, find plays to get into and do a little bit of acting.
Okay. Well, you know, we have something called Freestyle Friday. That's when we bring artists who can sing and rap, and they compete. You know, and every week we have a different prize for them. And we would really love it if you can be one of those artists. You know, it's a strictly, it's raw talent. You know, it's offbeat and everything. We would really, really appreciate it if you can really come and give us a, you know, a little spin for us.
On Friday, or you want me to do something right now?
Well, I can always let you know, and you can always let me know when you're available, when you're free. But
okay, that sounds like a plan.
Okay. So is there anything else that you would like for people to know?
You know, just let the world, you know, I want to let the world know that I'm a, you know, a humble artist and just, you know, hungry and just ready to get out there and just ready to branch out and perform and go to different locations. So, like I said, you know, please contact me and book me, you know, whether it's a birthday party, club, anything, you know, hit me up in my email, rtrackstar27l@gmail.com for booking or collaborations. You know, I'm just hungry and ready to get out there.
Evan.
Anything else you have to say? Any last words?
Well, I would want to say it would be great to have Jamal on Freestyle Friday. Shout out to the winner of last weekend, Killing Lyrics. If he does participate, you know, it will definitely be a good battle between the two. So we just want to thank you for coming on there. Stash, got anything else to say?
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, we're still going to do this. Evan, I'm going to send you a text one-on-one also in a second, so just be on the lookout for that.
Great.
We're going to have our guest, Sierra Russ, a little bit later. We're at, I definitely want to know,
do you have any YouTube videos or anything we have online? Looks like Stas ended up having some service issues. I'm going to get into Tap Out by Rich Gang.
Rich Gang.
If you hating, you just need some pussy. She fucked up when she gave me some pussy. Say I fuck you better than that other nigga. She say tune, I'm about to come. I say I'm coming with you. And she don't like them pretty niggas. So did a nigga. She ride his dick, her titties jiggle. That's my pillows. That's because I sleep in that hoe. Hit it when I wake up, tell the pigs. I say assalamu alaikum. My bitch a choose it. Lover never fuck without a rubber. Sweet yellow bone thing, I call her honey mustard. Pussy like a seashell, dick like a V12. She say I drive her crazy, I say just keep on your seatbelt. Bend it over, bust it open for me. Baby, bend it over, bust it open for me. Yeah, say she love me, she just love this dick. Come put that $1 million pussy on me, make me rich. Don't you?
She got that $1 million, ooh. Make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out,
yeah.
And I'ma make a tap out, tap out,
all
tap
day,
out,
all night.
Tap out, tap out,
yeah. Crib made a tap out.
Okay, well, Jamal, thank you so much for coming to the show, and we really hope that you really come back. And in the honor of you leaving, what was the last song that you would like to hear for before you leave?
But this is not the end of the show.
I would like to hear the James Kendrick featuring Kendrick Lamar, The City.
Thank you. DJ, do we have her on deck?
We'll get into the song briefly.
Like our caller Jamal Robinson has left the station. Once again, shout out to Jamal. Thank you for coming to the show. We really appreciate it. Seth, what else do you have planned for us today?
I think we haven't played it on the station in a while. It should be in the audio queue. This is one where this is a song where. This is an MSFP crew song where Skippa actually takes lead and I sing hooks. DJ, can you hit us with a little taste of the orgy? DJ, are you there?
One moment.
DJ finds
is the orgy by MSSP crew.
Till your pockets broke.
orgy. I thought we were going to hear a little bit more of the orgies, but we gave it a little love. You know what? I say we have an encore of the orgy, and she fully play it out. What you got to say?
Shaman, what do we have for the mech?
Well, since our DJ is, he's been working hard lately to put on a show together, I think he should pick the next song. DJ, what next song would you like to hear or play?
We're going to get into, kind of a hard decision today. Let's see, people. I am in the mood for... let's take it back a little bit. We're just going to mellow out with I Have by J-Lo, LL Cool J.
Audition for her. I think someone on her camp wanted her to really highlight, because, you know, everyone talks, oh, J-Lo, she's got the nice booty, she's got the nice this, the nice that. When I met her, she was wearing a complete headdress. So it forced you to focus on your face. So you left, leaving you with the impression that she's more than just a gorgeous body. She's got a beautiful face to go with it. I got to later on meet one of my other contenders that season, who actually got to kiss Jennifer Lopez. And so I went up to him later, one-on-one, and spoke to him. And I asked him about how kissing Jennifer Lopez was. And the direct quote he said to me was this. This comes from, I believe his name is, and I'll double check this for our later show. I believe his name is Casey Anthony from season 10, said it was like imagine meeting the president and multiplying it by 10. Now, we have a special caller coming in, so DJs, play a nice track for us now.
I try to be your everything, even promise things that I don't mean. I tried to fool my heart for you, but now I know that I've been so that I can change. I tried to hide it from my face. I told myself how I should be, but I could not be just what I
cruel. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, remember. Tell me now, do you remember? Sweet baby, oh, remember. Sweet baby.
That was Don't Remember by Daryl. Just like Big Stats ended up getting off. Diamond, is there any song you would like to hear? Maybe a special song, maybe?
Yeah, sure. That would be nice.
All right. It's on you.
Okay. I think we should hear Pretty Ricky, Grind On Me.
Great pick.
My life with you, I wanna please you in any way I can.
We got Big Stats right here. Big Stats, are you there?
Yes, I am. And earlier we were listening to Daryl Russ's Don't Remember For Me. And I figure we'd, let's